Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.
You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily Minnesota Timberwolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Hello, welcome. Locked On Wolves Wire Podcast. Tim Fakeless joining me in the studio. My name is Zachary Bennett. Timmy.
What up?
Give me my weekly, semi-weekly update on MNU United. How'd they do today?
They lost.
That's a bummer.
Yeah. At home, as I found out, as the broadcast started on ESPN. It was on ESPN. That was cool. What's his name? Giovanni Dos Santos, who I think is like the highest paid MLS player. He's up there, I think. Scored a sweet, like, Daniel San Karate Kid goal. He like kicked it in like a karate kick. And
who is the opponent?
Oh, LA Galaxy. Got it. My bad.
They're big time.
Yeah, well, they're not great right now, but I mean,
David Beckham still play for them?
No, man. He's been retired for like 4 or 5 years.
Oh, okay.
But then Christian Ramirez scored a goal in the 66th minute. Gave them some life. They were looking like they may even be able to pull out a win. They were playing clearly better. They led possession like 65% of the time. But then, in the 84th minute, Christian Ramirez scored again. The only problem was it was on his own goal, and they lost. 2-1.
That's too bad.
It's a bummer.
As we mentioned off air, at the time of this recording, the Cavaliers lead the Boston Celtics in Game 3 of the Eastern Conference Finals, 56-40. Not even close. What do you make of that series so far? Cavs lead 2-0.
The playoffs right now just kind of make me sad.
Yeah, Tom Schreier, close circuit to Tom Schreier. He's like, oh, the beginning rounds are actually like good.
It's yeah.
Like, yeah, they usually are. It's when the finals are somewhat underwhelming, though.
Yeah, no kidding. Especially when the best player on each team that is like the underdog gets hurt immediately. It's just, it's shitty. It sucks.
But how can you call Boston the underdog when they're the number one seed?
God damn it.
I'll leave now.
Yeah.
You can take over the rest of the show. Yeah, the no Kawhi for the Spurs thing is a bummer.
It is. And, I mean, I guess maybe it's to a lesser extent because I don't think anyone expected the I feel like more people thought the Spurs could maybe pull out an upset than people thought the Celtics
could. I am in that camp, yes.
Kawhi getting hurt just kills their odds.
Totally. Yeah, I think both players being absent has almost the same effect. Kawhi more so than a little bit, a tad bit.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Because Isaiah has like the Isaiah magic. That Boston.
King of the fourth?
Yeah. And I hate laughing at that because it's not funny that he's injured. But, I mean, I've been really down. I've been really down.
I know
on
you have.
I've just been
a
hater on Boston. So this injury comes at the right time for me. So I'm sort of gloating in a little bit. I'm bad. I'm a bad person. So Cavs Warriors, should the casual fans be excited or disappointed? This is the finals that is
LeBron
going to happen.
LeBron versus Durant will be fun. We haven't seen that in the finals for a while. That's like the one narrative I'm excited about. The casual fan, sure. I mean, it's the two best teams in the league.
Because there's a person you and I both know who has opinions about sports.
You can say
and stuff.
His first name.
Listen, it starts with an S and rhymes with am. He posed the question, framed the question. And then another person you and I both know. Mm-hmm. Who starts with D and rhymes with Eric.
Yeah.
Can't get excited about it. It's like, I am pumped. The first finals doesn't really count between those two teams,
no.
I don't think,
no.
Because of injuries. No Kevin Love, right?
Yeah, or Kyrie.
Or
I think.
Kyrie.
Yeah,
and
that
it was just
count.
Mucked. It was as if they went outside and played the mud.
It was gross.
They just mucked it up.
Yeah, it was some
Warriors
schoolyard nonsense.
Six, right?
Schoolyard nonsense.
I think the Warriors won in six.
Yes.
Last year was awesome. The final game
was
awesome.
Last year was great.
This year should be even better.
I think it'll be good. The team that lost got Kevin Durant on their team. It's a different dynamic, team.
Happy for
it'll
them.
Be fun.
Cavs are healthy for the most part. I think they're totally healthy.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's hurt. They have Darren Williams now. big moves.
Which is a thing. Oh,
like,
my goodness.
Like, I was watching the conference. I think I was watching game one. And clearly, I haven't been watching the Cavs a lot lately because he came onto the floor and I was like, oh, my God, I forgot they got Derek Williams. When did they get? It just blew my mind. I don't think I had
seen
him.
They have Darren and Derek Williams, both of them.
Oh, that hurts my brain. I don't think I can handle that.
I can't either. They have Richard Jefferson, too, which is also a thing.
Basketball's stupid sometimes.
That's my guy.
You're two Arizona boys.
I'm saying it. That's what I'm saying, dude.
And then my one Illinois boy, even though I don't like Illinois the way you like Arizona.
Yeah.
But that team, that 05 squad,
I hate
we don't have to get into that.
No.
I don't want to hurt your heart.
By the way, 61-46 in that Boston-Cleveland game.
Yeah.
Kevin Love, 22 points on 7 of 10 three-point shooting.
Oh, damn.
Not bad. Wolves topics we're going to get into today. The Ricky Rubio agent rumors that have been purported and another, you know, one reporter purports them, another reporter disputes them.
Yep.
We'll talk about what the Wolves should do with their pick, the 7th overall pick.
That
they dropped down.
The, pick,
the
yep.
bad lottery luck continues. Throwing a little link stuff at the end. What else did we say we were going to talk about?
One Carl Anthony Towns.
Oh, the snub.
The snub.
Was he the biggest snub, though? I know we could start with that one. He was technically the biggest snub because he was next in voting on the list. But.
But.
Chris Paul also snubbed.
And Paul George.
Who's the biggest snub, in your opinion?
Hold on. Let me pull up the teams. Because I want to see. The question of who is the biggest snub, to me, depends on who made the team over them. And if there are point guards that clearly deserve it over Chris Paul this year, because you've got your Russell Westbrook, you've got your James Harden, who I think is technically a point guard now. Although, no, they both made the All-NBA team. All right, hold on. First team, second team.
Do, do, do.
Here we go. Got it. First team, Westbrook, Kawhi, Anthony Davis, LeBron James, James Harden. Okay. Second team, Dedekumbo, Gobert, Isaiah, Steph Curry.
Isaiah Thomas. Second team, All-NBA.
Yes.
Would you rather have him or Chris Paul?
Who had a better year, I think,
I don't
is
care.
The question, though.
I don't care.
I'd rather have Chris Paul.
Right now, yeah.
But who had the better year? Who deserved it more this year?
Oh, God.
That's the question.
I hate awards so much.
Right? Well, that's the thing. Like, these All-NBA teams are performance-based, single-season performance-based. And I think you can make the argument that Isaiah had the better year. Where I get... And then, here's my beef, though. Did Isaiah have a better year than John Wall, who made the third team?
Yeah, at that point, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
If we're talking snubs, if they both made a team, maybe.
I think, okay, to answer your question, I think Chris Paul was probably the biggest snub.
Chris Paul.
Yeah, I just have a problem. He's
the
clearly,
point god.
He's the best player left off that list. Paul George is close. I think it's funny that he doesn't get that giant contract extension. Mostly,
yeah, Gordon
I'm,
Hayward lost money on that,
I'm
too.
Like mildly bitter that he's so desperate to go to the Lakers right now. Or reportedly so. So I'm kind of glad he doesn't get all that money. Although that helps his odds because the Pacers can't give him extra money to keep him here or in Indiana.
I don't really know
what I'm saying right now.
I don't think
I'm a little hungover.
That's fine.
If I'm just full disclosure.
Yeah, did you Snapchat me a picture of someone peeing in a keg bucket? Is that what that was?
No. That was the groom to be Paul dancing around the keg bucket, I think pretending to be. I definitely didn't. No, definitely not.
Okay.
God, I hope not.
Anyway, go on.
I lost my train of thought.
Okay, we'll just go back to Carl Anthony Towns because this is a Wolf-centric show.
It is, you're right.
I think we can all agree that, you know, because of what he said on his Snapchat, being disrespected is nothing I'm not used to or something to that effect.
Yeah.
He'll use this as fuel to motivate him and become a better player. Well, hopefully he uses this to become a better defender.
Yeah.
That's what kept him off the list.
That's 100% what kept him off the list. Offensively,
DeAndre Jordan made the team instead of him.
Is he a first teamer if you take offense or if you, it's
who's the first team center?
Based? AD.
Probably not.
Second team is Rudy Gobert. So right there, he probably takes it, although you got your boogies and you got your DeAndre Jordan still there, too. Either way, yes, defense is literally the only thing keeping him off of there because he's technically speaking, just a bad defender right
and
now.
Then as it's almost predictable, I saw that, what's his name? Not Skip Bayless, but the other talking head that nobody really likes, but a lot of people watch, who
Stephen
works
A.
for Fox.
No. Oh, Shannon Sharp?
No. He has his own Colin Cowherd.
Okay.
Said, was like, Carl Anthony Towns should be all first team.
No.
I could almost pull up that audio.
You
actually.
Could. Do it. That's. I mean, that's asinine.
Give me the.
You don't even need me.
No, I'm going to need to do it longer. I don't know. Why didn't reddit.com/Timberwolves work? Shouts to all those at Timberwolves Reddit, by the way.
Oh, I was told people that might know starts with a D and rhymes with Eric and starts with an S and rhymes with ham. Seth Ryan, I'm supposed to give a shout out to him. Hi, Seth.
Oh, okay.
He may work with those people.
Has he listened to the show?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I walked into...
Because the other people don't
I walked
to
into the,
show. The
office. He's like, hey, you should call me out on the next podcast. I'm like, you listen to our podcast? I made the joke that it's just him and a bunch of robots that Tom Schreier hired.
All right, I got the audio. I got the
media
audio.
People
I got
voting
some of it.
On first team, second team.
Well,
alt,
I got
it.
I didn't do my due diligence.
NBA. First, second, third team. All NBA. They can... Commerce. Hey, LeBron.
This podcast is. We just listened to Colin Cowherd talk.
Centers. 3 minutes left in a game. I have a rule in life. Kyrie Irving. He played the same number. You go on a cruise. You're in the.
I'm desperately searching for Colin
I don't care.
Cowherd or
you want,
audio.
You
what is
go,
my life?
You
become?
Want to go to Cornell?
This is fun.
Westbrook's re-team. Kawhi is now hurt. Media, but my three want to be in the league, right? Kind of funny. I mean, no. No Warriors on the first team?
No, he makes a good point, though. No Warriors on the list?
That's on the first team?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Warriors and the Cavs have come. For the record, who hit the big shot?
Whatever, I'm not even going to find it.
Well, that was fun.
that was embarrassing, but I don't care. But, yeah, I don't know. It's a good thing for the Wolves, obviously. Carl Anthony Towns will use it as fuel, and maybe he didn't deserve it.
I mean, you could
maybe
definitely argue that.
Maybe he didn't.
The three guys that made it all play defense. Like, very well.
Like, actually. Try.
Like, really well.
And it's nothing, it's, you know, I'm not trying to take too much away from Kat. It's not, like, he is still a young player.
Yeah. And, I mean, here's the thing.
He's a lot of room to grow.
Carl Anthony Towns is very active on social media. Like, he'll like random tweets of mine when I don't even at him, because I think he searches his name a lot.
Oh, that's weird that an athlete would do that.
Yeah. Regardless, I think he knows that people are noticing his poor defense, and we all.
I wonder if he listens to this pod.
Oh man, that would be great. He's aware of it, so I would imagine that that's going to be his primary focus this summer. Could be wrong, but I get the sense that he is very well aware that people know that his defense is, how do you say, bad. And yeah, I don't know. I just have a feeling that he's going to put his heart into defense this summer, however that may be. How do you practice becoming a better team defender without your team?
Shell drill. Oh, well, that's hard to do. Yeah, watch tape.
I guess you can
see what your flaws are, expose the problem,
yeah,
recognize it, acknowledge it, and then know what you're doing.
There are rules that you can't really work with coaches during a certain block of the offseason, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's true. But I would say film.
I'm assuming he can hire some personal coach or something. I don't know.
He can
KG?
Hire,
can you chill with KG?
Yeah, hire a conduit. Just do it that way. I did see that I was reading Hoops Rumors, and it says that...
Ricky Rubio wants out?
No, before that. That's the next topic. This topic I'm sort of just spurring on you. Darren Wolfson said on the Scoop podcast that... Minnesota is very much on P.J. Tucker's radar, and that Tucker will be an unrestricted free agent this offseason.
He's your boy, isn't he?
Yeah, he's been my boy for like 2 years, so it's a little late now, I think, at this point. Plus, did you see what he did in Toronto in the playoffs?
Yeah.
They were just living with
Here's him. The thing. If we can get to the playoffs, because they got P.J. Tucker so he can go...
Yeah,
I'm
That's
all
fine.
For it.
Yeah, sure, I suppose.
I'm down for a shitty P.J. Tucker playoff performance in a Wolves uniform at this point.
That's fine, yeah, I understand that. If that's our problem, we'll take it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But it is a couple years late. Sort of like how I wanted Eric Gordon for the longest time.
Oh, yeah.
Then
yeah.
I was out on him, and then he has a great year this year.
He was awesome this year.
So, Yeah, no, on to the bigger topic, I think. Maybe the A topic of the show.
Yeah, I have thoughts.
So, do you want to do the timeline thing, or should I just wing it? Apparently,
you could just go for
on the Scoop podcast a few days ago.
Yep.
Ricky Rubio did, in fact, hire a new agent. It used to be, what was his name? David Fagan.
Yep.
Dan Fagan. I'm sorry.
Dan. Yep.
And then he hired somebody else. And that new agent, whose name has escaped me, apparently, according to Darren Wolfson, who got a text saying Ricky chose his new agent based on who would get him out of Minnesota.
Right.
That was on the 18th or 19th.
He switched to Jeff Schwartz.
Jeff Schwartz is the new agent. Dan Fagan is the old agent. Yeah, we cover this for a living.
Yeah, we're good. We're good at sports stuff.
Yeah.
And to be clear, Dan Fagan, according to a couple sites I'm looking at, I don't know what they are, he's in the midst of some legal troubles. That could be a big part of why he's switching. But continue. I'm sorry.
No, on the 17th or 18th minute of the You Betcha basketball pod.
Oh, yeah. John Krasinski.
Krasinski said that was not true. So
that he wants out?
Yeah, that he hired a new agent based on who would get him out of Minnesota.
Yeah. I feel like Tom Thibodeau is going to get rid of him if the opportunity arises anyway. Like, I don't know what an agent switch would do. This all feels like, I don't know, from what I've gathered, European sports media is more rumor-based than United States sports media. I've gotten that reading
would be
in soccer.
Just shocking because yeah. Sports media is in a terrible place right now.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, that's because sports media, everyone got fired within the last 3 months. But I don't know. Basically, I just, Rubio's going to get traded or he's not going to get traded. I don't believe that he wants to get traded. Did you see that Spanish interview that he did?
A couple years ago?
No, like a couple weeks ago.
Didn't.
It basically, people flipped out about it, but all it said was, all of this is out of my hands. I'm just going to roll with whatever happens. And it was framed as if to say, why doesn't he commit to the Timberwolves? Blah, 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 blah. Was basically the route that they went, the angle that they went with the article, which is silly. All he said was, it's out of my hands. I'm just going to play where I end up playing. Like, I don't know what else for him. What else can he do? He's been surrounded by trade rumors since he got here. It just seems silly to me that he would commit to a team that seems to be wanting to trade him if the right guy, George Hill, ends up showing up in Minnesota.
during the year when there was all the Rubio stir, I asked somebody close to Rubio who knows him very well and spends a lot of time with him in a professional manner. And,
yep.
This person said,
is this a sauce?
It's a sauce. It's my
personal sauce.
Probably my only one, by the way. It says, we are just rising above the noise and staying focused. There's been a lot of speculation throughout the summer as well, but nothing is gained by worrying about trade rumors. So another offseason, another batch of Rubio trade rumors to deal with.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You said biggest story. I think it's a non-story at this point. No offense.
Well, it's the offseason, so.
Yeah, no kidding.
You want to talk about Jonathan Isaac or what?
Oh, Jesus, no.
Because that seems to be the topic, the buzz on the interwebs.
There was a, yeah, it seems to be Isaac or Markkanen or trade. And, okay, well, we're done here, I guess. Like, I don't know what else to talk about.
What
with
camp
that.
Are you in, Tim?
Like, I'm in camp. Just pick somebody and then they'll play. I don't know. Probably Markkanen. I don't know, maybe Isaac.
You know I'm in on marketing.
I know you are. I wouldn't mind getting a guy that knows how to play defense, though. That just sounds appealing.
But if Cat's going to learn, then, you know.
Well, then someone else is going to have to learn.
I do think there is a... I mean, we could talk about whether you're into the idea of the philosophical idea of trading to get older.
At this point?
I know in the latest post at... what's the website that you write on? Covers Wolves?
A Wolf Among Wolves.
Andy G's posted a Wolf Among Wolves. It's like, wasn't that Gugliotta's role for Starberry and KG? He was like the older vet.
Yeah, but he was like really good.
Didn't they go and get him?
They traded for him, I believe.
So
I
something like that. Are you down for that? Or are you down to just...
Yeah, man, they made the playoffs doing that. Googs is great, and that like helped foster a culture in Minnesota.
That's like the first big three I ever remembered because I was so little going
Googs,
to a Timberwolves game.
Steph and KG.
Yeah,
I remember my first game.
So I'm sort of into that idea.
Yeah, that's what I want to have happen. Frankly,
I don't care about the draft.
No,
I decided.
Here's what I want. If I had say in exactly what happened, and I'm basing this not at all on what the value of these items might actually be, because I don't know, I'm not Tom Thibodeau, I'm not in the front office. Trade either the pick or Chris Dunn. I don't want both of them. That's where I'm at.
Yeah, but how much value does Dunn have?
That is a great question. And
probably
that's
not
I'm
very
saying,
much.
I don't know. Maybe someone still covers.
He has less value than he did before the draft last year.
Yeah, no kidding.
Right now.
You could have gotten some stuff for him on the draft.
Maybe. And you can't... Levine's value's down, too, I think. Coming off an injury?
Maybe, but he had a really good year. He averaged 20 points a game. He shot really well from three. ACL injuries aren't what they used to be. I think you can still get something pretty good for him right now. Maybe it's not quite as high as it was. It's probably not quite as high as it would have been had he not gotten hurt. But I still think his value is pretty damn high right now.
What about Wiggins? Would you trade him at all?
Yeah, for the right thing. Not like it would have to be a lot. Like I think I like Wiggins more than your average Wolves fan, maybe? Maybe not. I don't know. I like him a lot, though. It would have to be star for a star kind of trade.
On the jump, somebody asked Paul Pierce. Somebody compared... Paul Pierce was on the jump, and somebody made the comparison between he and Wiggins, and he denied the comparison, citing a difference in competitive fire and mentality.
Really?
Yeah. It's bulletin board material for Andrew Wiggins at home.
You know what the annoying thing about that is, and I love Paul Pierce as a player, was he was like known as that guy that could do more without like doing anything in NBA history. Like he could stand in one spot and pivot around and then score. He didn't exactly like epitomize competitive drive when he played before KG showed up.
Yeah, and who were you before KG and Ray?
Yeah, he made a couple All-Star games. He wasn't like Mr. Competitive Drive. KG was that. KG maybe got that out of him, but it definitely wasn't there before. Maybe I'm bitter. I like Wiggins, so I'm going to defend him.
Does it make you mad, though?
Yeah, it does a little. I'm not happy about it.
Just saying, dude.
Him in his back in my day garbage. Like, go pull up a Paul Pierce highlight reel. Go pull up an Andrew Wiggins highlight reel and tell me who appears to have more competitive drive. Or go watch tape. Better yet, go watch tape and then tell me.
Does Kawhi appear to have the competitive drive?
No! Some people are just, like, stoic and don't react to things.
I think Wiggins has it in him for what it's worth.
I do too.
I think Paul Pierce
is
trolling.
I think it's a load of garbage.
I think he's trolling.
I think he doesn't watch basketball. That's my opinion.
That's bold.
I think he watched.
I think he went to games this year.
I think he watches tape. I don't think he. Just because you were a former player doesn't mean that you like are closely watching other teams and other players. Not. I don't think all players go home and watch basketball. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like. Some of the best writers, I think, go home and read really good writers constantly. Some of the best writers, I think, don't.
And then we cry after.
Yeah. That's why I don't read Brit anymore. I can't. I have lost all my tears. Maybe I'm bitter. I think the correct answer is I'm just bitter.
You sound a little bitter.
Yeah.
What else?
What else
did I miss? Have you seen any of...
Just to be clear, my friend did not pee in a keg bucket.
Wouldn't,
I just need to reiterate
I
that.
Wouldn't fault him if he did.
Okay. Anyway, that didn't happen. Some other stuff happened.
Karl Anthony Towns, by the way, only player in history to score 2,000 points, grab 1,000 rebounds, and make 100 threes
yeah,
this season.
That was crazy. Didn't make an all-NBA team, though.
Devin Booker tweets, so we're going to pretend Cat wasn't supposed to be on any all-NBA team?
Oh, man, it's tough. Like,
I'd like Devin Booker on this team, by the way.
Oh, man, he'd be perfect, wouldn't he?
Right.
What would it take to get Devin Booker? Would they do?
I would trade LaVine for him.
Would they? Would
I
you,
would trade LaVine in the pick immediately. Wouldn't even.
I would too. I think
it wouldn't even be. I would do it immediately.
I think. I think. I would.
Can we do it right now?
I think I think I'd do that. They don't want. Maybe they do want that. I'd give them LaVine, a combination two of LaVine, Dunn, and the pick.
I'd give them all three.
They can have Ricky. I don't care.
Oh, stop it.
No, they you would give it. They
actually,
can't have no, 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 no.
You keep the pick, LaVine Rubio for Devin Booker.
LaVine Rubio for Devin Booker, and hold on.
If they're already
and
if they're already done with Dragan Bender, they can throw
and
him
and Marquise Chris.
Oh, stop! They're not going to throw in Marquise
and,
Chris. Get out of here,
Brandon Knight.
You know they're not. Well,
they
no,
already have
no.
Tyler Ulis and Alec and Eric Bledsoe. Maybe they're trying
I'm
to get
sure
rid of Knight.
I'm sure they gladly give us Brandon Knight or the Wolves Brandon Knight.
I like Brandon Knight. I got a soft spot for Brandon.
Well, he needs to stop putting his foot on the line when he takes three pointers because he does it all the freaking time.
Yeah, that is the thing. Sometimes I forget you're like a the Suns are your secondary squad. Or maybe even your primary squad. I don't even know. Depends on the day, I bet, or the year.
It depends. Some days I don't even want a squad, dude.
Yeah, I hear you.
The Lynx are 3-0, which is cool. Oh, before the Lynx stuff, which I didn't have too much depth to go into. There's a photo of De'Aaron Fox. De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah.
We're holding up all the hats.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a picture of the new Timberwolves logo on a hat. It looks pretty cool.
Let me see.
Still not a fan of the green Xbox symbol in the middle. I won't call it a butthole because it's apparently inappropriate. But
well, yeah, I mean, you just kind of did call it a butthole. But that's all right. Yeah, I've heard. I don't know. We've talked about the logo. It's a logo.
It's a logo. As long hey, as when the schedule comes out,
it's a
it's
schedule.
A schedule.
Yeah. You're gonna play all the teams. The West teams are gonna play four times. The East teams are gonna play twice. That's it. The jerseys, I'm a little concerned about.
Have you seen them?
No, no. I'm no, just
you're
like,
just worried about
like
how
when they do come out, I will care how they look. Is that fair?
That's fair.
Jerseys are more important than a logo and a schedule. If we're ranking, if we're
and
ranking,
let's see the floor rendition
yeah,
too,
for sure. If we're ranking those four, it's jerseys first, floor second, I think, logo then schedule. Is that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because the schedule changes every year.
Right. And the logo, you're going to get a secondary logo. It's a logo.
Yeah, I don't think. I think the logo's good enough. But anywho, what else? Anything? Anything to report? I've just been off the Twitters.
Nah, I don't know, man. Dave Chappelle's at the game right now. There's nothing. I've gotten. I've been off the Twitter as well, and I'm supposed to be writing something about Andrew Wiggins' season, but I haven't done that yet. So you can look for that, I guess. But yeah, I've got nothing right now.
Sylvia Fowles hit a Sylvia or not Sylvia Fowles. Simone Augustus hit a Simone Augustus mid-range jumper to give the Lynx over a win over Dallas. They're now 3-0 to start the season.
Who did they play second? I watched a good chunk of that second game with my parents last Sunday.
You were at the game, or you
I
were
want,
at
no,
your parents'
no, no, no.
house?
No. God, no. I haven't covered my
don't make
annual,
it sound like it's pulling teeth.
I haven't covered my annual game yet.
He goes, God, no. I hate to sell you out for that, dude.
Oh, sell me out. I'm like,
that
almost
was,
proud
I think
of
that was
point.
The second game because they played the Tulsa Shock yesterday and they beat him.
The Shock. Okay. Maybe it was
no,
Dallas
they,
that I watched.
No,
what
no,
team?
No,
what
no.
team has?
It was the Liberty. I'm sorry, the Shock
yeah,
don't even exist.
I was
gonna
say,
anymore.
What team has a? Yeah, it must be the Liberty. They have a former Lynx player that was like draining threes on them. Hold on, who is it? She has like a unique-ish name, Sugar Rogers.
Oh yeah, that's going way back in Lynx history.
She was like draining threes.
She's known to do that. That's a good little rivalry, the Lynx Liberty. I mean, Cheryl Reeve used to be an assistant in Detroit playing under Liberty's coach who played for the Detroit Pistons. What's his name? Big white guy.
Lambeer?
Yeah, Lambeer.
Yep.
Reeve was an assistant under Lambeer. Those two won championships. They, yeah, that's a good little rivalry there. New York's a good team. Kia Stokes, she's a baller. Brittany Boyd. Also can play, and the Wolves will come home and host the Connecticut Sun.
The Lynx.
The Lynx, I'm sorry. The Lynx.
That host. Would be crazy if the Wolves played the Connecticut Sun.
Yeah, that would be a whooping, I think. the Connecticut Sun have Who was that girl who was blown up for the Gophers last year?
Rachel something?
Yeah, that one. She is on the Connecticut side.
Really?
Yep.
Was she the first pick?
She was their first round pick, yeah. I don't know if she was not the first overall, but she was their first
Rachel Banham.
Rachel Banham, yeah.
Banham.
She can ball. She was injured last year.
Fourth pick.
I'm excited to see her play if she does indeed get in the game. I know she didn't get a lot of playing time last year due to injury, but Lindsay Whalen started her career with the Connecticut Sun, for what it's worth. But
oh, this can't be right. I'm looking at her Wikipedia for career stats, and it says her career points per game are 28.6, but her high in a season was 22.1. Come on, Wikipedia. Yeah, I'd like to see her play. I know she's a three-point specialist, right? She can just rein in from
deep. She's a shooter.
Fourth overall pick. Not bad. Not bad.
So that game is on the Lynx take on.
Have you seen Jim Peterson's replacement on the coaching staff?
I haven't.
James Wade, short little guy, played in Europe for like 12 years, never played in the NBA. And let's see. Looks like he's worked in the WNBA since 2012 with San Antonio. That's all I got.
Yeah, the Lynx will play Connecticut on Tuesday. Then they'll fly and play Connecticut again on Friday, and then they come back home where they'll host San Antonio Stars on Sunday. That'll do it. Anything else?
No. I think we're good, right?
We'll reconvene sometime this week. Do it again.
Yeah, I'm in.
All right. For Tim Faklis, at TimFaklis. My name is Zachary Bennett, at ZacharyBD on Twitter. This has been Locked On Wolves Wired. So long.
You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily podcast on the Minnesota Timberwolves, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.